I'm just a fool in love with you. Does anybody talk like that anymore? I used to go over alone in the backseat of the driving. I don't think anybody talks like that anymore. I don't think so at all. I think they text each other with, little emojis. Troy Shondell here with On the Edge with Troy Shondell. And it's Alternative Bump Music Friday. Thanks for swinging on by. That there was a couple of cats named Phil and Harvey. Phil and Harvey. I didn't dig in to see what their last names are, but it sounds a lot like Johnny and Joe. Yeah, the guys Johnny and Joe that put together a bunch of tunes, and I didn't know their last names either. So it all comes out in the mix. Every now and then I see something and I go, man, I should start doing that again. But then I come to my senses. I'm looking right now at what could be the perfect margarita. I don't know. Well, actually, I had the perfect margarita. I've told you that story before. It was on top of the Windows on the World, on top of the Trade Center in New York City, before those heartless bastards took it down. But anyway, can't get that anymore. But I'm looking at this margarita right here, and I'm thinking I should start drinking again. But I think of all the ramifications of that. Nah, you can't do that, because you know, think of the things you can't do when you drink. People do it anyway. With regard to firearms, let's say, for example, you're at home and you're thinking, I don't have to worry about, I'm at home, I can drink now. And you have maybe a couple of, let's say, two rounds of three fingers of Maker's Mark, okay? And next thing you know, some bad guy comes in your front door and he's got a weapon and you have to exercise lethal force. Well, you've been drinking. You've been drinking. Oh, everything's all balled up now, and especially if you're in the state of Michigan. Now, I'm not trying to paint some kind of a horrific picture. I'm painting a realistic picture. You got to take that into consideration now. And you can't drive. You can't legally have, even though you have a concealed carry permit, which you even have to exist, but does. Good luck driving. You just sniff a beer cap and you're over the limit. And what is it, 0.02 now or 0.04? It's greatly diminished from the standard alcohol limit. No, there's no man. You also, if you don't drink, you wake up the next day feeling great, and you don't have to worry about hurling. You don't have to eat a cheeseburger and a Coke over crushed ice to kill the hangover by maybe 20% if you're lucky. Yeah, so I'm going to let this margarita go. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. Thank you.
Darling, I'm writing this letter to let you know that I always knew that I was your fool. Even though you led me to believe otherwise, I always did know. And now, by the time you finish this letter, you won't know who was the biggest fool of all. A loyal friend.